share a thought on the parasha. The Torah talks about the idea of the mitzvahs, the other mitzvahs that a person should do, b'chai b'hem. Rashi says, l'min l'chai alom alam haba, and which follows the unkelis. Unkelis says, v'yeche b'hon l'chai oma, to live with them for the eternal life. It's not referring to physical life, it's referring to eternal life. That being said, we know the Chazal Darshan as regards to physical life. B'chai b'hem, that's the halacha that the mitzvahs are given that a person should live. By keeping a mitzvah, a person would die physically. The person is not mechuyev to do the mitzvah. The Torah is putting a tanai in the mitzvahs. The mitzvahs were given in order to live, with a few exceptions. So it's referring to our physical existence and not, or seemingly not, the spiritual existence. Because I'll say that tzaddikim b'misasrim kriyim b'chayim. So, I mean, physically the person is alive, so maybe it means that his neshama is alive, his neshama is dead. Possibly it means something else. When the Torah refers to a mayan, a spring, which constantly produces fresh water, it refers to it as mayim chayim. Water which is stationary, which is just gathered and just bringing in but not giving out, is not called chayim. So the Torah's definition of chayim is the act of output. It's accomplishing something. It's doing something. That we define chayim is that there's some element of productivity which is taking place. I'm not getting involved in the halachic issues of a person who's in a vegetative state, so whether he's called alive or not. Obviously, for those purposes of ritzicha, that's called alive. But in regards to the conceptually, the idea of chayim is defined by that there's productivity. If I produce something which lasts for a day, was I really productive? Look, or not. You know, I know it's going to last for a day, etc. If I produce something which lasts for a very long time, that's much greater productivity. So in the perspective of eternity, producing something which lasts for 60 years or 100 years is, in our world, something which lasts for 60, 70 years versus something which lasts for a day or an hour or a minute is lacking productivity. And something which lasts, it's the comparison, 60, 70 years compared to eternity is as small or even smaller in ratio-wise between the two. So that's lacking in the idea of chayim. If we look at chayim, productivity is something which, it's a real product. It really does something. I once read a Hungarian folk lore about a person who was traveling, and he comes to a land where he crossed over the divide into the world to come, and he met a man over there who brought him into the house and gave him something to eat. He said, you know, so he asked him, "Where's your wife?" And he said that you're only allowed to come here if something that you produce in this world still exists, and that world still exists. So I was a carpenter, and I built carpentry which lasted built it to last for hundreds of years. My children, my sons, did the same. My wife, everything she produced was food, and we ate it all up, and it's gone. So she couldn't make it here. I read this story probably, I was about 9 or 10 years old. I can't say that I gave it too much thought. But thinking about it, that's 100% wrong. When a person creates something which seems to be illusory, seems to be short-lived, and uses that to take care of somebody else, that to taking care of somebody else is never gone. I took care of you. I contributed to you. I helped you. I built you. I gave you love. I gave you something which becomes part of your makeup of who you are. So that lasts forever. That lasts much more forever. A real change in a human being, an impact which impacts the world, which impacts society, impacts the person's future in the world to come, that is much more valuable than a piece of carpentry, a piece of furniture which still exists. So b'chai b'hem is the chaya olam, but it also means the physical world, because the physical world, when it's used to translate it to something of value, has a significant and tremendous value, and it itself becomes part of a world of eternity. Have a good Shabbos.